Okay, so today we conclude our discussion on apetloso, on news which you hear from three people. Can you repeat it or can't you repeat it? The Rambam says you can repeat it, and the Chofetz Chaim will give you about 12 conditions. And therefore, the Chofetz Chaim concludes, Ochi Hayoko, my dear brother, says, please don't rely on this heter. So it's so difficult to get it right. It's so difficult to comply with all the conditions and all the circumstances in which it become mutter. There's something going around. Just as an example, I literally saw it the last few minutes. Yeah, I saw a clip going around, and it might be fake news. Right? It might not be true. There's a clip going around that Reb Tzvi Koshelevsky had a baby boy. Okay. Now Reb Tzvi Koshelevsky is Rosh Hashiva. Yeah. He remarried a few years ago. He's 88 years old and he's never had a child. Okay? And there's a picture. You've got a picture there going around as well of Reb Tzvi looking very, very happy, surrounded by Bochrim, looking very, very happy, which might be a picture from last year Purim, I don't know. So you can't rely on stuff, right? If you hear stuff and you see it today with the fake news, with the pictures and the things that they can doctor and they can adjust and they can change with various programs, etc., etc., it's become even more unreliable than it ever was to rely on stuff that you hear or stuff that you see. The stuff is relayed. And therefore the heter of apetloso, as difficult as the Chofetz Chaim found the heter of apetloso to comply with all the conditions, today it's probably even worse. And therefore, says the Chofetz Chaim, don't rely on this. Tomorrow we'll go on to a new inyan of Altis Kolono Avoinos Rishonim, which is the idea of not mentioning somebody's past history. Someone who has a previous history, and the previous history for one reason or another is not that amazing. Yeah, in conversation, right, not to mention it, is what the Chofetz Chaim is going to speak about tomorrow, the different Oifanim, etc., etc. And we'll hear a very nice Vot B'li Neda from Rabbi Bernstein, Zichron Levrocha.
Start your day at Terraway, Northwest London, Sunday, Rosh Chodesh Adar Base, 1st of Adar Base, 10th of March, Arab Yitzchok Menachem Blau, Shlita, Misha Nichnes Adar Maharaj Simcha. This week's Terraway has been sponsored by Family Roth, Biskut, Hachos, Simcha, Ben Achai, the Veronary of Akalov, Esther Chana Basmachos, Shetichia, Chachos, Zayklaes, and Mr. Shem on Wednesday, Yudkes Adar, Yisku, Livnos, Bayez, Neemom, Yisrael, Bekesha, Shel, Kayom, Vinyan, Adayot, Biliskus. השבועים והחיילים במלחמה שיחסו לבוצעים לשלום במהירות. אמן.
משנכנס אודור מרבים בשמחה. חזל תלס ועושים לגמורן טייניס משנכנס אודור מרבים בשמחה. למעשה, we need to understand what does it mean Mishenichnas order marvin besimcha. It's a wonderful thing, marvin besimcha. And how do we apply it? Lemaisa, how do we apply it? There should be marvin besimcha. But there's another question today. As we mentioned, this day is lamed order horishoin. It is not yet order hasheni. And the question is, do we have today order in order lamed order rishon? Do we have Mishenichnas Odor Marvin Besimcha? That's a double-fold question. First of all, in Odor Rishon is a Bechlal. So first of all, we can say, Bechlal, maybe Odor Rishon is really Mishenichnas Odor, and if we have a Mishenichnas Odor in Rishon, then it would be Memela, when we have a month, the Marvin Besimcha, and even those that hold it's not Mishenichnas Odor Marvin Besimcha, is only on Odor Sheni, but Rosh Chodesh Odor, it is the Rosh of the Chodesh, as we say today, we daven today, the Rosh Chodesh, and it's the Rosh Chodesh, like the head is a nerve center of the whole body, so the Rosh Chodesh is the whole nerve center of the whole Chodesh. So would it have today? So we have a double shaila regarding today, where there's a mission, where the din of Mishnah Nichnas Odor applies today, and if it does apply, how do we apply it, Lemaisa, in our daily routine? So the whole deal of Mishnah Tichas Otomab and Mesimcha is based on a Mishnah in Mesechta Tainis. The Mesechta is talking something punktvakat, the opposite, contrary completely to Mishnah Tichas Otomab. The Mishnah is talking about, in Chovov and Betbeis, talking about the day there was not such a good marvel for Yisroel. We're talking about Shiva also, Betamuz and Tisha B'Av. And the Gemara says Mishnah Tichas Av is, the Mishnah says, Mematin Besimcha. There's Dinim, Binyan Shal Simcha, Mematin Besimcha. That is the din of the Mishnah, but the Gemara later, Chavtesa Medalef, the Gemara says, and to quote the Gemara, Mishnah Nichnas Av Mematim Simcha, Oma, Reb Yehuda, Brei, the Reb Shmuel Bashilas. Let's remember that name, Reb Yehuda, Brei, the Reb Shmuel Bashilas, in the name of Rav, Kishem, like we see, Mishnah Nichnas Odo, Mishnah Nichnas Av, is Mematim Simcha, so he says, Kach, in the same vein, Mishenichas Odor is Marbin Besimcha. So it's based on, if we see that something is not good, it's going to be Mamatim Besimcha. So Mamele, we can understand, Zelpashtendrich is understandable, that also Mishenichas, a good Chodesh, is Marbin Besimcha. Go Zel Umaze, one connected to the other one. And as Rashi explains, Mishenichas Odor, Zodrashe, Yemei, Nisim leYisrael at the time of miracles, Nisim for Am Yisrael, which is Purim the Pesach. It comes Purim the Pesach. It may Nisim leYisrael. It is time. It's a period of Nisim. Now, how does this go lemaisa? Zot Yemor Omar Rapope. Rapope says, what is din of Mishenichnas, Mishenichnas Odor, Mishenichnas Av? Zot Yemor Hilchach. That's why a Bar Yisrael, a Ben Yisrael, the Isle Dina Behad and Nochri has a mishpat, a court case with a non-Jewish person. Lishtamint minei ba'av in Chodesh Av. The rear mazle, bad mazel, not good mazel. Stay away because you could extend more. He has a strong mazel, or Am Yisrael has a weaker mazel. That's another machlokes in the Achronim. Of limtze nafshe, yes, I'm here, ready, willing, and able in Chodesh Odo the bori mazle. He said, yeah, there's bori here. You have a gesunter mazel. Here you have a weaker mazel, and it's a weaker mazel, a stronger mazel. So which one we should go? Now there is a question. It's very interesting. Tosis says over here. Tosis explains. Omar Apopas or Tosis Pirush. Why should you have a good mazel? Mishum de Omar leel megalgelin choyver leyoyim chayev. Bad things bound to come again on a bad day, and good things on a good time. So if you had a bad mazel, it's not good to start on that day because it wasn't good for Am Yisrael that chodesh. And if it's good, it's going to become good again. Now, that's why. So we're going to explain what does Tosis mean. What's Tosis stand by Megalgalin Choyv? What does Tosis say? You give me reasons? The Gemara says, here's good, here's bad. What Tosis seems to mean is, there is a Gemara in Shabbos. Daf Kuf Nun Vav Amud Aleph. Ein Mazel Yisrael. Mazel, what we call the zodiac constellations, a group of stars outside our solar system. And if you look at the group of stars with a little bit of imagination, you see a group of stars that look like some sort of areas, or as it's the Rashi, it's called in Chazal, it's called, looks like a seh, and then you have another group of stars beyond it that looks like a bull, an ox, Taurus, and then you have like twins like Toim and Gemini, and then you have Sarton, which is Cancer, and Leo the lion, and then we have the Chodesh Elul, the Psulo, and we have, etc., Libra, which is the Moznaim, Akrov, Keshes, Gdid, Li, Dogim, a group of stars. Now, as Rashi explains in Rosh Hashanah, that means you don't see it by night. The first hour in the morning, these stars are in the air, so they have an influence on the world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world naturally. And naturally, like the sun makes warm, and the moon helps squash and the cucumbers to grow, as Rashi says in Parshas Brachah, they have an influence on the world. Oh, but Am Yisrael, it doesn't touch us. Am Yisrael is beyond that. Am Yisrael is lemale, ein mazel Yisrael. There's no such thing as mazel. The constellation, the zodiac has no influence on us. Maybe planets do have, as you see the Gemara in Shabbos, that the planets, which are in our solar system, do have an influence on us, but the constellation, ein mazel Yisrael. Also, ich stehe. Fragt die Kasche, so was planen die Gemara. The Gemara says, here's a stronger mazel, here's a weaker mazel. Ain't mazel in Yisrael, we're beyond that, we're above it, it shouldn't have touched us at all. Zok toisves, and a chalama. Mazel over here doesn't mean mazel, the zodiac. Mazel over here means Megalgalin schus lo yoim zakai, v'choyv lo yoim chayev. Tosis is coming. It seems that Tosis is coming to answer the question. But there is a ritva over here. The ritva over here says to Tirutzim, and his second territory says, even though ain mazal Yisrael, 2 months a year, we are under the mazal. And the 2 months of the year is Chodesh Odor and Chodesh Av. 10 months ain mazal Yisrael. 2 months there is a mazal Yisrael and it has an influence. So the mainly when the Gemara says Ria mazal in Chodesh Av, yeah, then the mazal of Leo the lion or Aryeh has a shlita and does a nishta ze good for the Sineim shel Yisrael, to put it mildly. And Chodesh Odor, Pisces, Fishkes, Pisces, whatever they call it, the dogim. Maybe it's a silent P, I don't know. But it's the fish, the mazal of the fish, have an influence. So we see there's two approaches to our Gemara. Mazal means, yes, the zodiac, the constellation, has an influence. Or the name, no way. It just means, as the world goes around, there is a cycle in the year. There's a yearly cycle. As we know, in the physical year, there's a cycle in the physical year. There's summer, and there's winter. And there's autumn, or the Americans call it fall, when the leaves fall down, I think it is, and then spring, when things spring up, there's a yearly cycle. The Torah gives it 6 manim, zera, v'kotzir, kait, v'choyref, koir, v'choyim, there's a yearly. But of course, the winter of 23 is not like the winter of 22 or 20. Every year has its own influence, but it has an influence. It's understandably, in the ruchnius year, the spiritual year, there's a cycle in the year. There's a Pesach, Yetzias Mitzrayim, but every year has its own Yetzias Mitzrayim. There is a Shavuos. There is also a Purim every year. And as this year comes around, it has an influence in the world. So there is a cycle in the yearly cycle, in the spiritual cycle that comes around. And in that spiritual cycle, so if it was once good, it's going to be good again. Because this is the time of the year. Like it's, I mean, it doesn't have to have exactly the same temperatures or the same amount of rain, but there is a certain cycle. Now is the time of Chodesh Odor, Gute Mazel, Megalgalin Schus L'Yoyim Zakai, or on the other way in Chodesh Av. So it's bound, like as the Gemara says in Kama Mekoyim, it's Gemara in Beitzah, Gemara in Gittin, as if there was ever Gzera, so maybe it's going to come happen again. Dilma Chozer, it's going to be Chozer L'Reusa, it's going to come back again. Whatever came again, maybe they'll be again, now that they're going. Because things come around. Chamisha Dvorim Iru. So we have the two approaches to our sugi over here. Whether is why is Mishenichnas Odo Marbi Mesimcha, or we are under the mazel, or it's nothing going to do with mazel, it's just going to do a time, a period of time. So we could say that. Well, mazel could mean the mazel is. Mazel means what would they call constellations, the zodiac. That means one way. Or mazel can mean shefa. A mazel is in the loshna zoya. Mazel means it's loshna zal. It runs, it flows. We have a mazel. The elyon means the shefa. You're going to hey when somebody gets married, said mazel toiv should be mazel toiv, a good shefa. So or it can be underneath a mazel. Underneath the influence, because mazel is influence. I think the word mazel means influence, means shefa, means what comes down. You're pouring something and it's coming down. So the mazel we have is not mazel from the stars, from the constellations. The mazel we have is mazel or enyoin, which is coming from the Shekhinah itself. So that I think that was the title word. And how you apply the mazel. So when we say in mazel, so we're talking to the mazolois. And called mazal, because they influence the world. Whether people know it or they understand it, people now really don't really know how it works nowadays. I mean, just because they write in the newspaper, just guesswork, doesn't mean a thing. But there is a certain chokhmah to it, and as Kodesh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, say me, it's the ginus shalcho. There is a certain chokhmah, and if one really knows how to do it, then okay, one will know how to. One could know how to learn it. Upon him, we want to know. So we could say, whether it's totally, when we say Mishenichnas Odo Marbim Besimcha, is it to do with the Marbim Besimcha because it's going to come round again? Or is it going to do with Mazel because we're under the sea for a certain Mazel? And we could understand this, and we go back to where the Chodesh Odo HaRishon, there would be Mazel. So there is a Shut Chi'ilas Yaivetz, Rabbi Yankiv Emden. Rabbi Yankiv Emden has a Shut in Chelik Beis, he writes over there. In Chodesh, he proves from Rashi that the whole din of Mishenichlas Odor Marbim Besimcha is only Odor Hasheni. Only Odor Sheni. And as we state in Tshuva Mahava, a Talmud of the Noida B'Yehuda, he writes clearly, specifically, explicitly, there is no Mishain Nichnes Oda in Ma'oda Harishon, only in Oda Hashem. But, there's no Chsam Sofer, not clearly, but the Chsam Sofer is a tshuva, Choshen Mishpat, Simel Chof. He signs off a tshuva, he finishes off a tshuva, and Simel Chof, and Yorin, in Choshen Mishpat, and he writes, Hayoim, Yoim Gimel, Shenechbal Boiki Toiv, Aleph, the Rosh Chodesh Oda Harishon, Shemar Bim Boi Besimcha. And he writes Tovkuf Peites, and I checked it out in the tool. Tovkuf Peites was Taka Shnonim Beres. It was Gimel Chov Zayin. Rosh Hashanah was Yom Gimel. It was Kesidron. So Vashteitzach and came out Rosh Chodesh in Gimel and Dalet Pashas Truma in Tovkuf Peites, which is Tovkuf Peites is Peites will be 1729, right? Whatever. So it's let me spoil it. Whatever. Pay test is 29. If you pay talent is 24, just take away.
Aleph Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon is still Shabbat, isn't it?
Oh, that's a question. It should be. That's one question over there. So we do see that. So, but to explain that, it's got to do. You see with the Chsam Sofer. So how could we explain the Chsam Sofer? Because he has a raya. He says Rashi says Purim the Pesach Yemei Nisim Le Yisrael. So you, it's Purim the Pesach. But could be the Chsam Sofer's Lishitosi. There's a Gemara Megillah. Ain bein odo harishon leodo hasheni elo mikro megillah bilvad. Only reading the Megillah. The Gemara explains also Dalet Parashis go together with mikro megillah. Dalet Parashis and mikro megillah go together. Ain bein. That's how things. So the Chsam Sofer is a murder gekasha. He has it also in the Hagos on the back of the Gemara, also in Tshuvas, and also on the side in the Gilyon and Shulchan Aruch. He says, how do we know we have to make a Yom Tov Hallel on Purim? The Gemara says, Reb Shuv ben Kocho, you base him a Daleth. Reb Shuv ben Kocho says, have a Kavachoyma. We learn out from Yitzis Mitzrayim. Ma'adoch Yitzis Mitzrayim. They only went out mi avdus, from slavery, lecheres, the freedom. And we say, hello, mi mise lechaim, from death to life. Surely we need to say, hello. So Purim, we would need to say, hello. Freud di Gemara, Kavachoyma, and it's like Rambam, Shoyer Shasheni, in the Akdom of Sefer Mitzvahs, writes, Kavachim is a deraisa. We say every day by davening, right? The Yud Gimel Midas HaTochen Nidreshes. It's a Kavachim is a deraisa. Sometimes Torach the Kosav lo Kro, or it's a deraisa. So if it's a deraisa, mi deraisa you have a din to Mekayim. Now how are we Mekayim Halal in Purim? The Gemara has three terutzim, or it's a Neshe B'chutz Loret, or it's because Akate Avdei Achashverosh Anan, or it's Gemara says, because Krioso zi zuhi hilula. So the halal itself is part of Hodor, but means you have to give praise and thanks to Kodesh Baruch Hu and make midday reise. Correct then. Now there's a famous Radvaz. This guy was in jail. I don't know why he was in jail. It could be tax reasons, but he was in jail. And they said, we're letting you out one day from jail. So he says, okay, let me push it off to Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah, I'll go hear Shofar. Or maybe, yeah, like get out of jail, go first daven the first minion to get out of jail. So he writes a tshuva to Radvaz. Radvaz, time of the Bais Yosef. Radvaz writes, there's two things. You're right. It's wonderful. It's hidul mitzvah to daven here Rosh Hashanah. But zrizin magdim in the mitzvah, you first get a mitzvah, come first. So if it's a mitzvah deraisa, go to the first minion you can get. You don't push it off. So we have two things. You have a hidul mitzvah, and we have an ikke mitzvah deraisa. So if you have a mitzvah deraisa, you don't push it off. You don't procrastinate. You don't push it off. You do it straight away. Masha ein kein, a hidu mitzvah you can push off. And we see that in the Gemara Shana. Frek Sam Sofer, it's a deraisa to make a zeichel anes. It's a wonderful thing. Mismech geula le geula. Wow, that's amazing. It's awesome, as they say. But it's only hidu mitzvah. And if you have ikke mitzvah deraisa, hidu mitzvah comes first. So how can we make Purim in order Sheni? We should make it in order Rishon, Frek the Sam Sofer. She says, a murderic thing. She says, we have to make a Zeicher Leneis Midereise. But it doesn't have to be the Mishloach Monos or the Suda. You have to do something. The Mishnah says, order Rishon, the Gemara says in Vavam at base, everybody agrees that Isu Hesped and Tainis. Hesped and Tainis, in order to make a Spadim and Tainis from Purim cotton, is already in order Rishon. So to some say for the ikedin the reise of Isa has with the tainis that you make zecherness that you make moderation. Don't push it off. We make it straight away. A takon and the rabbonim to lay the beginner matolus levyoni mishloach mones mishte besimcha that we can do in Oda Sheni. So some Sefer come to his Lishitos, that he holds in order Rishon, there's already the Iken Neis Purim, the Reise Dike, the Neis Purim is in order Rishon, is already, so it's a mission, Nichnas Order, there was a Zman, Nisim Yisroel, is in order Rishon as well. It's already in order Rishon. So Mele Lishitos, he held the Chsam Sefer, would be very Gishmak. Lishitos, and he holds the Kiyim, the Reise, from Mission from Purim in order Harishoin, so that's why I would hold that Mishnah Nichnas order Marbe Mesimcha is in order Harishoin itself as well. So it could be well, that would be very good. So then we would say that's only because of order, that's how the Chassam Sofer would learn. But others would disagree with the Chassam Sofer as we see the Yaivitz itself. So, but we did mention before over here, and we did mention that there's a what's with order out the first day Rosh Chodesh. There is a Sefer Tok for Koyin. Tokve Koyim was a Shach. Shach, famous Shach, Shulchan Aruch, Gama Goinim. It's very interesting, he was in the time of Tachtat. Tachtat was 1648, 1649. It was a Gzera, Hashem Yirachem, a third of the Eastern Europe of Yidden were wiped out, a third of Mamash Hashem Yirachem, and he ran away and he came to Vilna. He came to Vilna, and in Vilna he writes, he comes over there, I came to Vilna Shnas Tevis. Tevis is Tof Yud Aleph. So Tov Yud Aleph is 1651. Well, at the end of 1650, the beginning of 1651, Chodesh Tevis, and it's like there was a shail over here regarding the name of Sofik, Tvisa. He was Tevis. Now, the Sefer Tokvat Koinim is 130 simonim. It's a deep Sefer, difficult, a Geshmaka Sefer. The Tumim, Ga'am HaGoinim, talking about Rabbi Yonis and Eibishitz, has a whole Sefer just based on that called Kitzel Tokvat Koinim. Based on that. And on top of that, we have the brother of the Tzoyis HaChoshen, Rabbi Yehuda Kahana. He has a sefer called Kuntres HaSveikas, based on the Kitzel Tok V'Koyin, based on Tok V'Koyin. So he writes, I'm coming here in Tevis, Chodesh Tevis, and I sat down, oh, there's a question, he sat down, write it down. He said, yeah, I finished it on Aleph de Rosh Chodesh, Yoim Gimel, Shenechbo L'Kitoiv, Shnas Begila or Besimcha. So I made a cheshun, Begila Besimcha is Gematria Tof. Yud Aleph. That means he wrote, he finished it. That's just amazing. Like he did it in less than 2 months. You know, like we're talking about the sixth day of Chanukah till today, where it's 3 months, you know, a sefer like Dr. Cohen. Like, he was 30 years old, by the way, at that time. Like, he can't fathom his greatness. Al-Kaponim, by the way, he was nifted on Aleph, Rosh Chodesh Aleph. It was Ibe Yod, Tov Chof Gimel, so it's not really his Yod side today. But Al-Kaponim, he writes it there. But he writes over there, on Yom Gimel, it was Yom Gimel, the first Rosh Chodesh, and he writes Mishnah Nichnas Oda Marbe Besimcha. That's right, Begile Besimcha, he finished his wonderful Sefer on that day. So we see that on even in Shvat, it's still considered Mishnah Nichnas Oda. So what is Oda? And then again, there's a little bush, there's many things about which is Oda. The first Oda is the Oda, the second Oda is the Oda in Shulchan Aruch, Tov Kuf, Samaches, regarding Yahrzeit. The Mechaber says the main Oda is Oda Hasheni. The Ramah says Oda Harishoin. Then he says Yeshoin, both of them are Oda. And the Gaon says both of them are Oda. And I see people ask, how can two be Oda? How do you say in Yiddish, Oda? It can't design two Oda. In English, it wouldn't be other, it would be either or, right? But in Yiddish, it's other, you can say. And it's also a levush, he writes about having bar mitzvah, and he writes, even though the other harishon is other regarding your type, but the mazel, the constellations is, shvat is still the mazel of dli. Aquarius, I think it is in English. Dli, dogim only starts on other hasheni. So, what is your other? How can you have two others? I think if we look at it in the perspective, what is Oda? So if you look in a regular year, there's 12 months a year. We have in our lunar year, we have 12 months. There's 1 through 12. Number 12 is Oda. So we can look at Chodesh Oda. Is it Chodesh number 12? Or is it the last month in the year? And this could have an outcome also all Dalet Chalki Shulchan Aruch in Chodesh Mishpat, which would be Oda. You want to write a shtal. You rent an apartment till Chodesh Oda. Till when is it rented? Which is Oda, the first or the second? In Eben Ezer, you want to write something, you want to say Mekadesh Alidei Shtar, or writing a get, what is Chodesh Oda Stam? Is the first. In Yeredeya, Hilchas Nedorim, I'm going to take on another in Mitzvah Hashem, whatever he says, till Oda. What did he mean? Oda Rishon Oda Sheni. In Orachayim, we said the Gaba Yotzai, the Gaba Mitzvah, which is Oda? So I think that the basis to understand how to clarify, which is other, how do we look at it? Are we looking at Esbetol in the yearly cycle, as we said? There's a yearly cycle. And the yearly cycle, do we looking for the Chodesh Adar? Then it can only be one of the two. Or it's number 12, or it's the last month. And if it's whatever's negeya, whatever's pertinent to the dinim in the yearly cycle of month called Adar, you're right. Month called Adar is only or number 12 or the last one. One of the two, you've got to make a decision. No sveikas, you're going to make a decision. Masha Enkin, if you're not looking at the Adar as a month, you're looking at the Adar as an entity by itself. Chodesh Adar. Chodesh Adar is the Chodesh Adar. It could be 60 days, it could be 62 days. I don't care. It's the Chodesh, the name of Adar. The Chodesh Adar could be stolen. So maybe we'll go back to the Machlokes, Tosis and the Ritva. Tosis says it's nothing got to do, the way we understood Tosis, it's nothing got to do with Mazel. It's a Megalgalin Schus L'Yom Zakai. So the Yom Zakai, the Boshem has his Cheshbonus, is something called Adar. Anything called Adar, that's where the Shefa comes down, you can connect to it, it's Adar Rishon, even Lamed Shvat as well. But if we understand, according to the Ritva, that the Yesh Mazel Yisrael, we are under the influence of the zodiac, so to say, Elachalama, in that case, it will be only one of the others, will be Adar, only in that case. But we still have to understand, what does it mean if we say, Chodesh Adar, is a Zman, the name of Adar, the Zman of Adar has an influence and it can cause us to bring us to Simcha, as we said. So I'd like to say this is a bit esoteric, but it's printed in all Siddurim, wherever that was Nusach Svad, and you've noticed in the Siddur on Rosh Chodesh, and the finish of the Brocha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Rosh Chodoshim Le'am Cholasoto, we finish Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh Yisroel Ve'Rosh Chodoshim. Now, many Sidurim they have printed already nowadays in the name of the Bnei Yisroscha, that every month has its self combination of Shem Habaya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I mean, he has, he's nameless, he's Ein Sof, but where we can realize and appreciate and accept his influence, his Hanhog in the world, is through his Shem Habaya. That's how he... things happen in the world. Now, every month has a tziruf. It's a very simple cheshbon, how it works. You have a word of one letter. There's only one option. You have two, so it's one times two. You can make aleph, base, aleph. You have three, so it's three times two. You have aleph, gimel, base, gimel, aleph, base, aleph, gimel, aleph. You have a letter of four letters. It can make 24, because it's six times four is 24. So anything of four letter could be 24 combinations. But the Shem Havaya is two Hays. So you lose 50%. So you only have 12 combinations how to make Yud Kei Vav Kei. And those 12 combinations, which is much before the Bnei Sosra, it's a Zoya Tikuni Zoya, the Arizal talks about it. He says every month has its influence on that month from the Shem Havaya. And there's 12 different, and it has Rosh Tevis and Psukim, Yismuchu HaShomayim, V'Sogel Oretz, is Chodesh Nissen, Yishalel HaMishalel Haskil V'Yodoya, is Chodesh Odo Ir, etc., etc., Yisedos V'Tarabish Kanashenis, and go through it, it's in the list in the Siddur. Chodesh Odo is very interesting. Chodesh Odo, the Tziruf of Chodesh Odo is Iroi V'Lasereikoi Bni Asoinoi. That means the last letters. That means we have a bracha Yaakov gave to Yehuda, and he gave him a blessing. You're going to have trees, you're going to have geffen, and the geffen is going to be so much. Iro, you're going to have to take a donkey and put it on a donkey just for one geffen, for one tree. And leseirekoi, for one branch, is bni asoinoi. You'll have to take ben oson, a small donkey, just to put it on. So just a bracha. And the sefer tabus, iroi, seirekoi, two hays. Bni asoinoi, that is the tziruf which has a hashpon chodesh odor. Now, of course, this is esoteric, high, deep things, but we know everything has a poshut trat as well. So try and understand in a simple level, well, I think it's simple just to understand what does it mean. Now, there's a very interesting thing. We all said halal today, and we said, Mikimi me ofodol, lo yeshivi. What does it mean, Mikimi? Doesn't mean he set me up. Me? Mekimi is that making me off a doll. It's also lehoshivi is lehoshiv. We have, especially in poetry or shira, you have an extra yud. So mekimi me off a doll. The title is making me off a doll. Lehoshivi im medivin lehoshiv. The yud is extra. And we have many things. Yehuda mechoyki the gemara yuma daf chof gimel. It's Yehuda mechoy cake. The yud is extra. The Marsha explains what is this yud. The Yud is a sign HaKadosh Baruch Hu is over here. The Yud, the extra Yud, is showing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is within this. His influence, he's over here. So when we say Mekimim, we're saying making who? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this Ois Yud, which resembles, symbolizes the Shechinah, is making Me'ofador, he's Lehoishiv. That's it. That is always the letter. I found something very interesting. We find four people in the Torah have extra changed the names. We have Avram, Sarah, Yehoshua, and Yisroel. If you think about it, all are four letters of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ineffable name. That means it's not some name change. It's something you reveal the Shechinah. So if you look on this thing, you know, just, oh, it's getting a bit late, but just do one point to point out. If we see over here on this posik, it should have said, Ayor, Soirek, Ben Osoin. All the letters are extra, it's all poetry. This word is not stam, it's a Shem Hashem that is here. It's showing us something looks so simple, so banal, I think the word is in English. It's like it's a donkey filling with a thing. Like a no, but we see the Shechin is everywhere. Chodesh Adar, even if you see a Ayor, it's Iroi. You see a Soirek, it's Soirek Koi. You see a Ben Osen, it's Bni Asoine. In everything, that is the Shechin. The Shechin is all over. And if you think about it, that's Chodesh Adar. Hester, Esther min HaTorah, now it's Hester, we don't see. The world is dark. Haman comes to power. We don't realize nothing what's going on. And all of a sudden, it's a nes. The whole Megillas Esther is a nes. It's covered up in natural. It looks so coincidental, but it's a nes. The essence of Chodesh Adar is Hashem is with us, whether we notice it or not. You think about what is Simcha? What means happiness? I think happiness, a word in English, if I remember, is content. The content. There's a Mishnah. So we have a din of. Another minute. Yeah. So just to explain what I mean, there's a Mishnah Masechta Ovis. Ben Zoyim Oimer. Ezo Oshir Hasameach B'Chelkon. Everybody says, we have a Gemara Chofeim at base of Masechta Shabbos. What's called the Oshir? Well, Rav Tachin says he has 100 slaves and 100 vineyards. Mea Shvochim and Mea Avodim. Rav Akiva says somebody has a wonderful wife. Rav Yosef Glini says somebody has a Beis HaKisei Somer HaShulchan. So who is happy? I think everybody is saying, as happy as somebody is like me, whoever has what I have. Rav Tam says, the Gemara said in the dorm is a wealthy person. Whoever has what I have, he has Meir Shvochas, Meir Kromin, that must be the happiest person. Rabbi Kiva said, no, somebody has what I have, he has the one from my Rochel, he had Bas Kavasavu, he has a good wife, he's the happiest person. Rabbi Yosef, he says, I have nothing, I even just got Beis HaKisei, and I'm so happy. So Meir Bechelka means I'm happy what I have. How does that come about? Because I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu put me in this world, I'm here on a purpose, I'm here on a goal. And I have something. And I don't have no sveikus. Somebody who has a sophic, which is Gematria Amolik. Somebody has a sophic, you have a sophic, I don't know what's going to happen. You have a sophic, he's never happy. Somebody knows life is difficult, life is hard, life is not easy. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with me the whole way. I'm so happy, I know I have no problems. Reb Shmuel Bar Shilas, Shilas is Rosh HaTevis, Shivisi Hashem, Lenegdi Sovid. He is the one that said, by the way, he was the Enikel of Haman. He was the opposite. Haman was lo yorei elokim. Didn't say he didn't believe in God. I'm sure also back in Amalek they had on the money, in God we trust. It wasn't yorei elokim. They can say von heint bis morgen they trust von heint aber yorei elokim darf man sein. So darf sein yorei elokim. He didn't say lo hamin. He didn't say lo hiftiach. He said lo yorei. The din is that we need in Hashem, the opposite of Haman, the opposite of Sofik, knowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us, Shevisi, Hashem, Lenegdi Sofik, I'm content. This is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in every situation, in every dire situation, whatever's going on, Hashem, Shevisi, Hashem, Lenegdi Tomit, so Mishan Nichnas Oda, it's Yemei Nisim, Nisim is revelation of the Shechinah. If we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us, and with us the whole time, it comes to Chodesh Oda, we know whatever is going on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us, the whole way is Shevisi, Hashem, Lenegdi Tomit. And with that, we can be besimcha, we can be happy, do what we want to do, be content what we have, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us from this simcha, we should besuch to the greatest simcha, the vias goyel tzedek, b'mheira v'yomeinu, amen. Yeah, he was from years ago. He's not around for 29. I came to England. I was born in England.
You went to a good school because you speak a good English.
Wow. It's only a term. It picked up, over the years you picked it up. I've got very long English speaking comedians. I picked up the language with them as well. But I grew up, I was born in Leeds myself. I'm a Yorkshire man.
What year did your father come to London?
62, 63, Dutch and Colbert. So Reb Shmuel became a get. He didn't have the father. He was called Bar Shilas, like a Ben Oyel of Havo. He was a Ben who was Shilas. He was a Ben the whole time of Shilas.
Pretending to Shilas.
He was a Ben who was a great prophet. So he was a Ben Shilas then, because he was the opposite of Muhammad. Muhammad had the whole world at his fingertips. The same Yid as a Ben Jewish boy. He was great. Yeah, the whole world. We have 10,000 people, we don't have to do with it. And one little Jew.